guys, it's Ava, and welcome back to the Social Distancing With Me podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about 10 things you can do when you're very, very bored. Please subscribe to my podcast and hit that notification button so that you can get a notification every single time I upload a new episode. And if you have any recommendations or you'd like to be featured on the next Social Distancing With Me episode, please email me at socialdistancingwithme@gmail.com or go follow me on Instagram at socialdistancingwithme and you can message me there. Movies or just fun Disney movies. I like Disney movies, but or you can go search up on Google some new movies to watch or search up a genre of movies that you like to watch and find something interesting there. The second item on the list is to read a book. There are a lot of books that you can read, and social distancing time is like a good time to get into reading if you are into reading already. Some good books are like The Hate U Give by Angie Thomas. It's a really good book. It's one of my personal favorites. Another good book is Red Queen by Victoria Aveyard. It's a pretty good book. I don't think the other three books in the series are as good as the first one, but yeah. So there are some book recommendations. Number three is to write a book. If you're bored of reading books or you don't know what to read, then why not write your own? So you can just go write a story or write a whole entire book if you want to, if you're very ambitious, but yeah. I think it'll be a fun and exciting journey if you go and try and write a book or a story. And number four is to listen to a podcast like Social Distancing With Me. But if you're just getting into podcasts, some good podcasts I would recommend are The Daily from The New York Times. NPR's, I think it's called Shortwave. It's a science podcast. The episodes are relatively short, but you can learn something new every single day, which is really cool. Another one is History This Week from History Channel. It's also really, really good, and like, it's just a really good podcast. They like tell events history, and they make it very fun and exciting, and it's like you're watching a movie but with your ears, if that makes sense. And I think that's it. So yeah, those are some good podcasts to go and check out if you're interested in listening to more podcasts. Number five on the list is to go talk with your friends. Fun thing, I know that I do that too, and you know, just catching up on stuff and talking can be a really good thing, and you can do a bunch of fun activities even if you're social distancing. So yeah. Number six on the list is frustrated with how your artwork turns out. But yeah, it can be very relaxing. You can try and learn how to draw or learn how to paint, and you know, just have fun with it. Painting is a very fun activity, so is drawing, so yeah. Number 7 is to bake. I have been getting into baking recently. Baking is very, very fun, but I think I've been baking like way too much for my family. But yeah, baking, you can bake bread, you can bake cake. There's like a bunch of different things you can bake. There's so many that you can try. One channel I would recommend watching on YouTube to like see their recipes is Cooking Tree. They have a lot of different recipes, and their video is just so aesthetically pleasing, and it's like super cool cooking ASMR. So yeah, but that's the channel I usually go to if I want to bake something. And if you don't know what to bake, you can always start out with baking bread or baking cookies or baking a cake. And yeah, number 8 is to have a karaoke party or just to sing. You can do this alone or with a group of people, a group of friends, some family members. For me, I really like to sing. Singing is one of my favorite things to do. So yeah, you can just sing some songs, and have lots of fun. And number 9 is to have like a mini photo shoot. I have been seeing a lot of people on like TikTok and social media having like a cool photo shoot in their backyard or something. So I have tried that. It's pretty fun. But you can have a mini photo shoot and edit the pictures, make it seem like it's from a magazine. That's what everyone's been doing. But yeah, it's pretty fun. And finally, number 10, go outside, take a walk, take a break from your devices. I do know that because of social distancing and stuff, lots of people have been staring at screens for such a long time, and it's not very good for your eyes. So if you're bored, don't look at a screen, go outside, take a walk, you know, enjoy nature. I know that since everything's virtual, I have been staring at a lot of screens. Like, I think possibly 90% of the time, 80 to 90% of the time I'm awake, I'm staring at a screen, because, you know, there's not much to do anymore. You can't really see your friends, you can't really do the stuff you used to, but go outside, take a walk, you'll feel way better. And that's it for the list. So if you guys have anything that you want to recommend, or you have any other ideas for what to do when you're bored, you can go send those to me. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of the Social Distancing With Me podcast. Please subscribe to my podcast and hit the notification button so that you can get a notification every single time I upload a new episode. Please also leave a good review, and if you have any recommendations or you'd like to be featured on the next Social Distancing With Me podcast episode, please email me at socialdistancingwithme@gmail.com, or go follow me on Instagram and message me there. Thank you guys, and hope you guys have a great week.